Amen. Yan, maraming salamat, no? Because we are affirmed that God carry us till the end of time. So welcome everyone sa ating Wednesday Habit, Word, and Prayer with the theme, Reflection. So yan.
Reflection.
Yan. Kaya William and Kuya Pat, alam niyo ba kung anong month na ngayon?
And ano ba yan, Ben?
January.
January 32 na. Hindi, joke lang. February 1 na. So,
February, of
unang
course.
araw na ng ang buwan ng Pebrero, ng araw, ng buwan ng mga puso. But,
Yun.
no, tuloy-tuloy pa rin tayo sa pagbubulay-bulay sa ating mga nare-receive na salita mula sa Panginoon sa ating mga Sunday worship services. Ayan. So,
Amen.
ako nga pala si Jeff and sama-sama nating balikan lahat ng mga aral na mula sa salita ng Panginoon last Sunday. At kasama ko ngayon ang isa sa mga pinaka guwapong engineer. Ayun.
Yan. Sino yan?
Ayan, dude.
Hello po, good evening mga ka-word and prayer. Ako po si, yan, Secret. Hindi, ako po si Kuya William at kasama niya po muli ang inyong lingkod para tulungan at samahan tayo ngayong gabi to reflect. And of course, kasama natin si Kuya.
Yes, good evening po sa ating lahat. And ako po si Kuya Patrick, ang makakasama nila, Kuya Jeff at Kuya William. Kuya Reflect ngayong gabi. So,
yeah, shout out din kay Kuya Yandra. Kuya Yandra.
Yes, Kuya Yan. Thank you so much. Happy New Month, everybody!
And kumusta po? Alright. Kumusta kayo, Kuya Jeff? How's your week? Hey, it's almost ano eh, half na ng week eh. Di ba? So, going smooth ba? Yung...
Oo nga.
No, para nangyari na to last week. Pero salamat sa Panginoon. Pero one week ako muna mag-share. So far this week is ano, yun nga, parang January 32 gaya na sabi ni Kuya Jed. Ano lang, sa work especially, napakadami paperworks na hinahabol at tinatapos. Pero of course, there is joy at work naman. Pero yeah, medyo loaded sa work. Eh pag-uwi, bagsak, tulog, or pagod, ganun. Pero yun, salamat pa rin sa Lord for the strength.
Amen. Okay.
And salamat sa Lord. Last na habol ko lang po. Thanksgiving and praises. Ano, na nakapag-enroll na ako. Ayun, sa school.
Amen.
Thanks so much. Hallelujah.
Ayan. How about kayo, Jeff?
Baka na ano, midweek sa dorm. So far, so good. Nakaka-ano na din. Nakaka-adapt na sa bagong yun. Ano, bagong
adjusting
community and ano, ambience ng pag-aaral. So, salamat din sa Lord kasi konti pa lang yung mga requirements ngayon. Hallelujah!
Isa ka ng adapter.
Oo, adapter na ako.
And dorm is like...
Ikaw ba, like... Pat? Kamusta na naman ang week mo?
Sa akin, Kuya, ano, Monday pa lang, ano, makeup and appraiser. Kasi, nung Monday, performance ng theater. Ayan, performance.
Oh. May kasama pala tayong... Ngayon, Pat, ha? Ano?
So, ano lang naman
theater
ako,
artist.
Ano lang ako, behind the scene.
Ayan.
Na, mamonitor ko din yung mga sampalan. Ayan, mga, mga linyahan.
Sampol.
Linyahan. Ay, sampol lang ang linya naman dyan.
Alin ba sampalan ng sa sampol?
Ayan. So, speaking of ano, mga kuya, no? Yung mga theater. Ayan, mga
oh.
Ayan.
Anong meron?
Let's start this night with a game. Ayan. Ready ba kayo dyan? Mga word and prayer. Ayan, so ang ating pong game entitled Guess the Face the Famous Movie Code.
Sikat 'yon pag famous.
Parang famous nga 'yan kuya, yung mga sikat na 'yan. No?
Sige, simulan natin 'to. Word and prayer. Prepare your ayan, fingers.
Ayan. Keyboard warrior. So simple lang po yung ano mechanics ng yung game natin. Hulaan lang nila kung sino yung nagsabi ng linya na 'yon. Ayan, it's either yung original name or yung name niya sa movie. Ayan.
Wow.
So, ayan, let's do this. Let's
ayan
go.
Na.
Let's do this. Are you ready?
Ayan, are you ready?
Para sa unang artista.
Unang
so, ang
sasagot nila, yung real name or yung character name ng mga...
Character name.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, ready na siguro ayan sila. Kitang-kita ko na excitement ng Coward and Prayer natin. Number one, ready, go!
Ayan. Ano kaya yan?
Parang gusto nang sabihin ni Kuya Jeff to ah. May feelings.
Ayan. Queen. Feelings.
Kaya kaalalahanin ko muna kung paano to sinabi. Okay, sige. Ganito sinabi yan. Wait lang.
Yeah.
Yan nga.
He had me at my worst.
Wow.
And he had me at my best. Pero binaliwala mo ang lahat.
Oh
And
my
you chose
God.
to break my heart.
Oh,
Alright.
ayan, may sumagot na.
Ayan,
So,
ayan,
sabi ni Kuya Ebong, Iron Man daw. Na. Tita Grace, ay ready na. Ayan, may sumagot na. Si Kuya Ebong, mali ulit, Kali. Ayan, si Ate M, sagot niya ay Popoy. Haha.
Popoy.
Apelido niya ba yung haha sa movie?
Ayun.
So, Kuya Ponsi, sinong tama? Madami na sumagot ng Popoy. John Lloyd Popoy.
Madami nga. Si Ate Joyce, sinagot. Si Popoy. Si Ate Abu, sagot din po ay Popoy. Pero
sagot
ang...
ni Kuya... Sayang ang kay Kuya Jero kasi malapit na one more chance sagot niya. Kaso character.
Oh,
title ng movie
character.
Ayun, ang tamang sagot ay...
Si...
Okay, accept natin. Popoy lang.
Popoy.
One point. Okay. Kuya Ponsi, patrak ng
ayan, points. Ang mauna po dito sa comment section ay si Ati M. Ayan,
ayan,
sagot muna.
Okay,
Popoy,
one
ha-ha.
Point. Popoy, haha.
Buti lang hindi John Lloyd haha, no?
Okay, number two.
1 point, Ate M.
Number two.
Ayan.
Hey, Patrick, paano ba yan sinabi?
Ayan, sabi po dito, some people are worth melting for. Yon.
Yeah. Talaga nakaganon.
Nakaganon ka. Ooh.
Ooh.
So, sino po kaya ang nagsabi niyan? Yan, nakaka-melt. Heart-melting mm-hmm. na line.
May nakasagot.
Ayan,
na
oh, ang daming sumasagot.
Uy, yun.
Ayan. Okay. Reveal the answer na tayo. Pero Kuya Patrick, sino bang nauna sa'yo?
Ayan. Ang tamang sagot po muna ay si... Ayan, si...
Olaf.
Olaf.
Kapatid
Olaf Gonzalez.
Ni Popoy.
Parang naghalo.
Kapatid ni Popoy kasi Olaf.
Ah, oh. Iba yun, iba yun, kaya, iba yun. Ayan.
Hindi ko na-gets. Next week na lang. Sige. Frosty the Snowman, sabi ni Kuya Ebong. So, sino nauna, Kuya Patrick?
Ang sa akin po, ang nauna ay si Ate Joycey.
Ate Joycey.
Ay Olaf. Which
Olaf.
Is
Olaf.
Like,
oo. Sa English, cloud. Hindi.
Ay,
sige, number three.
Number three na tayo, kuya.
Number three, yan.
Ayan,
sa
ano
sa number
po,
three?
Si
yan, 1 point na rin si Ate M. Number three, hasta la vista.
Baby. Hasta la vista, baby.
Baby.
Parang ano yung kuya,
mga katituhan natin dyan, naka word in prayer, and mga katatayan, kilala nila to.
May sumagot na kasi John MacArthur.
John MacArthur. Anong iba yun? Pag totoo pangalan, oo nga. Medyo challenging lang po pala spelling na to.
Hindi, madali lang yan.
Pero kung yung ano,
kasi,
yung
kasi.
Character, tatanggap
naman
natin.
Alright.
Puss in boots. Answer reveal.
Alright.
The Terminator or
Arnold.
Basta si Arnold.
Arnold. Schwarzenegger.
Yon. At ang Arnold Schwarzenegger DVD. Hank. Challenge talaga sila, no? Terminator is pwede. So, sinong nakasagot?
Yeah. Ang
sa comment section po, nakita ko ang nauna ay si...
Get to the chopper, sabi ni Jero.
Si Ate Jovi.
Ate Jovi Carlet.
Ayan.
With 1 point.
Alright.
Okay, proceed tayo number 4. 4.
Ayan, 1 point na po si Ate Joyce.
Ayan.
Ayan.
Meron Arnold ang America.
Ayan. Ayan.
Isang dollar lang.
Ayan, good.
Ganun yun,
parang
yun.
Minalat ka doon, ano.
Isang dollar lang. Ganun yun. Yeah.
Kung familiar po tayo.
Ano kaya apelido ng artista na to? Okay, may mga sumasagot na.
Ayan, madami na.
Reveal.
Yan.
Berting yung pangalan niya sa pelikula. Isang balak lang. Okay. Ang tamang sagot ay si FPJ. FPJ. Kuya Patrick, sino sumagot ng FPJ?
Ayan. Ang nauna po sa akin sa comment section ay si Mark Jesser Iguan. FPJ. FPJ. 1 point.
Si 1 point. Anong apelido ng FPJ?
FPJ.
Junior. Okay, number 6. Never mind. Number 6. Kuya Jeff. Yan.
With feelings.
Ang maganda rin tong i-arte.
Yan.
Ayan. May sampalan nagaganap dyan eh.
Ayan, nalalaman ko na kung sino to. Alright. Sabi dyan, akala mo lang wala. Pero meron. Hindi tumasipit sa mga boses.
Biglang na tumingis yung boses.
Ayan, dami sumasagot. Fernando Poe Jr., FPJ Poe. Ang apelido ng FPJ.
Ang bilis.
Pero yan, meron na nga. Oo nga, ang galing. Sumagot na si Ate Ruth.
Ayan.
Ah, crush to ng mga ni mga titas-titas ngayon.
Ay, oo. Uy, grabe ka na namin.
Dati. Hindi kasi, di ba? Hindi naman may pagkakaila. Baka nga kahit yung mga Gen Z ngayon, crush pa din to. Kasi, pero sige, reveal the answer. Ang tamang sagot ay Joey Villegas! Yay! Ang tamang sagot ay yan.
Si OG.
Carlo Aquino.
Alright.
Sabi ni Shine Patrick Garcia. Malapit na, Shine. Kunti na lang. Nakakuha ng tamang sagot ay si Ate Ruth.
Yan, yes.
Tama ba wala pang nakaka 2 points, Kuya Patrick?
Yes po. Overall, sa tigi isang point pa lang po sila. Si yeah. Ate Ruth, si Ate Joby, si Mark Jesser, si Ate M, si Joycey. Ate Joycey.
Alright. At ang number 7. Yeah.
Yan.
Hakuna Matata. Ano yan, kuya? Japanese?
Hakuna Matata.
Means no worries for the rest of your days. Ng 90s babies.
Ayan, naalala ko natulog.
Wrong spelling is wrong. Ayan, wrong spelling is wrong. Wrong spelling is wrong. Madami na sumasagot. Wrong spelling is wrong pa mga kaibigan. Lion King, nakalimutan ko sino. Friend ni Simba.
Lupin.
Timon and Pumba.
Pero tingnan na natin yung sagot kasi madami ng sagot eh.
Ayan.
Alright, sagot reveal.
Ayan lang. Pumba. Madami Pumba. Sumagot ng Pumba. Pero the correct spelling is double A. Parang battery. At ang sumagot ng may dalawang letter A... I see. Ba't Dieter Ocampo? Sagot ni Kuya Ebo.
Si
Tita Jonabel Simbulan.
Yan.
Tama.
Double A. 1 point for Tita Jo.
Tita Jo. Alright.
Alright.
Double A. Yes po, double A. Si Pumba. At ang number 8, last question na po ito. Ang isa sa most requested. Yan. Nanood sa hologram. Love you 3,000.
I love you.
Swords world lang.
I love you, Pengi 3,000. Sabi nga.
Meron na. Ang bilis. Meron na.
Mali daw yung subtitle nila, Joycey. Kaya, pirated yung ano. Copy. Alright. Oh, eto. Magkakaroon tayo ng debate kung sino yung nauna nagsabi. Kasi nga naman, sinabi rin to nung anak ni ano. Ni Tony. Pero ang... The PowerPoint's decision is final. Hindi mo gumawa ng PowerPoint. Pasensya na po. Pero yes, technically, Morgan is correct. Pero as per our PowerPoint, Kuya Ponsi, who got the correct answer?
Sa comment section po, ang nauna ay si Ate Joby. Ayan. So,
clutch.
Buzzer beater.
Oo.
Buzzer beater. So, yaba winner na po.
Congratulations.
Ate Joby. Carlo.
Okay, thank you po. Salamat for joining. I hope stop sharing muna tayo. But I hope mo, mga ka-word and prayer, enjoyed our icebreaker tonight. And kung napansin natin, mga famous movie quotes or famous lines ito, na alam mo yun, unang banggit pa lang ng linya, alam mo na agad kung saan ka pupunta, kung sino yung nagsabi. Pero bakit nga kaya? Bakit siya distinct? So yung salita nila, yung words nila ay distinct, not because sa salita nila mismo na sobrang memorable or what. Kasi parang paulit-ulit naman na nasabi. Like when you say, I love you. Madami ng movie nagsabi, I love you. Or and all other things. Although yun nga, distinct sila not because of the words itself. Pero distinct yung words na sinabi nila because of the one who said it. So tumatak yung line, tumatak yung quote dahil doon sa nagsabi. And tonight, speaking of which, ang atin pong pag-uusapan is also about the word. And it is Jesus, the final word. So we will be reflecting from the message from last Sunday, from Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. But before that, tayo po'y sabay-sabay munang yumuko. Pumikita tayo po'y manalangin. Let's ask the Lord for His guidance. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time of prayer, O God, and a word, Lord God, for reflecting deeper and further, O God. We pray, Panginoon, na as we reflect tonight from Your word, makita namin, Panginoon, kung sino ka talaga, yung liwanag mo, Panginoon, yung kadakilaan mo, the grace, the glory, the power, and even, Lord, the power of Your word in our lives, O God. And we pray as well, as we reflect, Panginoon, ay makita rin namin, masalimin namin ang aming mga sarili sa harapan mo na kami po ay walang maipagmamalaki, walang maipagmamayabang, at walang maitatago, Panginoon, sa harapan mo, O God. And we pray for a humble heart tonight. Guide us all throughout this night, Panginoon, at maraming salamat po sapagkat Ikaw ay buhay, ang salita mo ay buhay. Ito pong aming panalangin sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. So allow me to share once again ang aking pong screen. And gaya nga po nung nabanggit kanina, what we'll be talking about tonight is Jesus, the final word. So can we just read the passage, the scripture? Kaya Patrick, can you read this from ESV?
Okay po. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
Amen. Praise God for the reading of His word. And this is also from NASB naman. The difference is somewhat, parang, ayun nga, very obvious. Ito nagsimula, God. God. After He spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also made the world. And He is the radiance of His glory and the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. When He had made purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. So going back, our first thing to reflect upon is to search the scripture. So from what we have read kanina, sabi doon, in verse 1, long ago at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. So one thing that is very true and it's very obvious here is that God speaks. So God speaks through whom? Mamaya makikita natin. But right now, ang first natin kailangan i-reflect upon is to search the scriptures. And what we have observed is Jesus, when He came to the earth, when He came as a Messiah, as a baby, nagkatawan tao siya, siya ay Diyos, siya ay tao. But He, in the New Testament, validated the words from the Old Testament. Meaning to say, not only na siya yung prophesied in the past, not only siya yung hinihintay ng mga Israelita from the past, not only siya yung hinihintay nila from the time of Abraham and tumalakay the prophets and everything, not only those things, but he himself recognized the scriptures. Jesus himself recognized, no, kasi ni-reference niya sila Abraham, ni-reference niya yung mga kwento na siya yung better Adam, no, ni-recognize niya sila Jonah and the prophets na nauna. So Jesus himself validated. Kumbaga, kung may kwentong narinig o mga dumating na istorya na walang pawang katotohanan pa, pagdating ng Panginoong Hesus, siya yung nagpatotoo na this is true, what you have heard is true. So it just goes to show, mga ka-word and prayer, mga kapatid, na nga po, just like what Pastor Al said last Sunday, yung Bible natin is authentic. We have nothing to we have nothing to doubt about it. Our Bible is true. Our Bible is yes, it is made by man, printed by man, written by man, but the Bible itself is inspired by God. So the Bible itself is not just the Bible does not only contain the Word of God, but the Bible is the Word of God. And if the Bible, no, kung ang Biblia po ay ang salita ng Diyos, then ang Biblia ay mayroong authority, ang Biblia ay mayroong otoridad, no po, at ang Biblia ay sapat na at mapagkakatiwalaan natin. So I remember the illustration doon na sabi last Sunday ay hindi naman sa Bible makikita yung it's not a scientific book, it's not an engineering book, or not a book sa pag IT or what, but the Bible is enough sa mga pangangailangan talaga natin, essentials in life. And that gives me comfort. I don't know about you, mga word and prayer. Siguro if we can discuss something about this, searching the scriptures, can you comment down na parang ano sa'yo? Parang what do you feel about it na the Bible is enough? Ano yung nararamdaman mo or ano yung take mo pagka sinabing sapat na ang Biblia? Do you feel comforted about it? Do you feel assured? No, you have many words in life, but when you hold the Bible, talagang secured ka or at peace ka, no? So you can share it down, and for us to have an engagement, babasahin po namin ang inyong mga sagot. So yun, ang salita ng Diyos ay buhay. Amen.
Amen.
Right. So, ang salita ng Diyos ay buhay. And looking at the scripture that we have right now in front of us, long ago, at many times, and in many ways, just to have a review, no, sinabi doon, etong at many times, sa ibang salin, this means many portions. And to make it easy for all of us, to make it simpler, yung many times or many portions na sinasabi nito is the portions from Genesis to Malakay. At mas lalo pang pasimplehin, it looks like a puzzle. Na ang puzzle, may isang big picture. Pero hindi siya buo. Pag binili mo, hindi siya nakassemble. So it's like the Old Testament, it's like a pieces of puzzle. You will put it together. At pagdating ng New Testament, si Jesus yung whole picture of it. Pag pinagtagni-tagni mo yung Old Testament, the whole picture in the New Testament, that is Jesus Christ himself. That is the Word. And that is the power of the Word. So mga kapatid, search the scripture. The Bible is essential to our Christian life, to our journey. So yeah, not only that we have to search the scripture, but number two, Kuya Jeff?
Yeah, number two, ang paanyaya to really hold on that Jesus is the final word. Number two is to seek the Savior. Yan. So, sabi dyan, He has spoken to us by His Son. Parang kanina tinanong ni Kuya William na sino ba yung nagsabi. And here is the Son of God, the only one Son of God. But in this last day, sabi sa verse 2, He has spoken to us by His Son. Sabi, natutunan natin last Sunday, no, that yung ibig sabihin pala ng in these last days ay the coming of Christ, no, yung pagdating muli o yung pagdating ni ng ating Mesaya, ng ating tagapagligtas ni Jesu Kristo. And we know then last week, no, last Sunday, that we are in the last days. Tayo na sa mga huling araw na. Yan. So sabi din kanina ni Kay William, parang in the Old Testament, no, there's a lot of puzzle pieces of revelations. Maraming mga pira-pirasong revelations, and the people in the Old Testaments are trying to, alam mo yun, to understand what is that revelation, what is that pieces, puzzle pieces. Now, pagdating nung New Testament, Jesus Christ completes the picture.
Amen.
And He is the picture. Wow, amazing, no? Na ito palang laman ng mga revelations from the Old Testament ay si Jesus ang kukumplet. At siya pala ang laman mismo ng mga puzzle pieces of revelations na ito. Meaning to say, Jesus Christ is the absolute revelation. So, wala nang iba pang naisulat, maisusulat na revelation, kundi ang pagdating lamang ng ating Panginoong Jesus. And hindi lang dumating si Jesus Christ dito sa lupa, or hindi lang dumating nung panahon ng Old Testament, He came down here on earth, He died and He rose again. No? He came as the supreme, no, as the absolute. No? So therefore, wala na talagang ano pang pangangailangan or bagong revelation other than Jesus Christ. So beware of, isa din sa mga natutunan ko, no, nung last Sunday is beware of ano, hearing, ano ba yun, yung parang hearing words from the internet, no, not filtering kung ito ba ay mga false revelation na na talagang pinapalaganap, no, because there's no other than revelation than Jesus Christ, no. Gaya nga nung warning sa Revelation 22, sabi doon parang anyone who will add on the what the word of God says will be cursed. Ano ma, sino man
sumpain
ang mag-a-add, tama, Kuya William, susumpain ang mag-a-add ng anumang sa anumang ng salita sa salita ng Panginoon ay susumpain. And yun ang invitation, yun ang paanyaya sa atin ng Panginoon, eh. Kaya nga, paano tayo magiging aware? Paano tayo magiging maalam? No? Ang paanyaya ng Panginoon is to search the scripture.
Yes.
Hanapin mo ang salita ng Panginoon. And another is to seek the Savior through His Word, through the Bible. Sabi nga kanina, because that's all we need, ang salita ng Panginoon. And magandang balance din na, yun nga, sabi ni kanina ni Kay William na hindi lahat ng nasa Bible ay nandun yung kailangan mo. At hindi rin lahat ng gusto mong malaman ay nasa Biblia. Kasi hindi nga siya textbook. Maaring hindi siya makatulong sa makakatanungan mo patungkol sa career mo, sa profession mo.
Sa accounting.
Diba? Sa accounting. Yan, kuya pat, accounting yan. Yan. Sa culinary, no? Maaring hindi niya masagot lahat ng question natin sa mga aspeto ng buhay natin. But, the revelation na nandito sa salita ng Panginoon, sa Biblia, na may kinalaman sa importansya at kahulugan ng ating paniniwala, ng ating faith, ay enough na. No? The Word of God is enough. The Bible, ang salita ng Diyos, ay enough na. No? And with that, no, tinutulungan tayo na hindi lang natin mabasa, mahanap ang salita ng Panginoon, kundi maintindihan, manamnam natin ang sinasabi ng salita ng Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng pagtingin nito sa lente ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
Yung
parang we see in the Old Testament, no, na hindi naman binabanggit si Jesus Christ doon, pero yung coherency nung focus ng Bible ay nasa Panginoong Hesus Kristo lang. Remember the cloud of with the clouds of witnesses, sina Abraham, yan, sila David, no, yung mga nadaanan nating Bible character in the book of Genesis last year, no. We may be amazed sa kanilang mga pananampalataya, sa kanilang mga good works, no, But they're just a mere shadows of the real thing. No? Maaring namangha tayo, pero sila'y anino lamang ng totoong ating hinihintay. And the
Yes.
real thing is Jesus. The real thing is Jesus. So beware, no, na ma-wave tayo ng mga teaching na talagang alam mo yon, dadalhin tayo away sa paghahanap natin sa ating Panginoon. And as John 5:39 says, no, si Jesus ay kausap niya ang mga Pariseo. Sabi niya, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." So, Jesus said this because the Pharisees are appealing, trying to appeal to be holy. Parang pinapakita nila, ay, kabisado ko yung mga batas sa Biblia. Alam ko ang sinasabi ng Diyos, no? Kinukot pa nila yung mga scripture, pero wala naman sa puso. Hindi naman talaga nila hinahanap ang Savior, ang Mesiyas, ang tagapagligtas. So what's the implication of this in our lives, no? When reading the scriptures, hindi lang basta tayo nagkakaroon ng mga mere words of affirmation and encouragement, but we have encounter with the powerful Savior na nagbibigay ng assurance sa atin that He is working and
Amen.
Purposefully dinadala tayo doon sa kanyang redemptive plan sa bawat isa sa atin. And as we look to the picture perfect, naalala niyo yon nung last Sunday, yung pinagsama-sama yung mga puzzle pieces, nakita ang mukha ni Jesus. As we look to that picture perfect of that pieces of revelations, makita natin yung mukha ni Jesus Christ, yung layunin ni Jesus Christ, at bilang tugon doon, ang tanging magagawa lang natin as we look upon the majesty and the supremacy of Jesus Christ is to worship Him.
Amen.
Yan. No? Kaya naman, number three.
Yun. Amen. So, makita din natin doon kung ano na si Jesus, di ba, through His word and Himself, the word is Jesus Himself. Amen. Amen. And number three, show His splendor. Yan, makikita po natin yan sa verse 2 to 3. Ayan, makikita po natin dito yung kagandahan, di ba? Yung greatness, yung beauty ni Jesus. So in verse 2 to 3, allow me to read po. "But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high." So, dito po, bakit po ba si Jesus, di ba, yung final word? Una po, nakalagay po dito sa verse, "whom He appointed the heir of all things." So, ibig sabihin po ng heir ay tagapagmana. Ayan, mga kuya, nakatanggap na po ba kayo ng mana? Ayan, si Kuya Jeff, nakatanggap ka na ba ng mana? Or anything na mana?
Naka po, ano pa lang, kogapuhan pa lang. Ay, joke lang.
Ako din, nakatanggap ng mana ng lupa. Kaso nasa ano, nasa paso. Joke lang po. So, ayun, no, mga mana sa lupa or kayamanan, di ba? Pero dito po sinasabi, si Jesus po ay siya po yung heir of all things. He is the owner of everything. So lahat po ng nakikita ng ating mga mata, ayan, kapatagan, kabundukan, ang karagatan, kalangitan, at lahat nung nakapaloob po doon, di ba, lahat po yun ay kay Jesus. Kaya nakita po natin dito na how great Jesus is. So, He is the heir of all things. Pangalawa po, through whom also He created the world. Ayan, He is the creator of the world. So, nakwento din ni Pastor, no, last Sunday, may ano daw siya eh, kadabati daw siya eh. Diba? Sinasabi na si Jesus daw po ay tao lang. Ayan, pero sa Bible po, sinasabi na si Jesus ay tao Pero si Jesus din po ay Diyos. Ayan. So makikita po natin yan sa ano eh. Sa John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Ayan. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 to 17. And sa pinag-usapan din po natin ngayon sa Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Ayan. So si sinasabi doon na si Jesus, he created the world and all things. Diba? Sino po bang tao ang gagawa ng ano, langit at lupa? Kung si Kuya William, ano eh, gumagawa ng kalsada, ng bahay. Ayan, Kuya William, may kilala ka bang gumagawa ng langit at lupa?
Langit at lupa. Naku, wala.
Wala.
Ang Lord lang. Oo.
Ayan. So, patunay lang po,
Amen.
No, na si Jesus ay 100% human and he is also 100% God. Diba? And he created the world. Amen po ba doon? Amen. So, he's not only reflecting the glory of God, but he is God. He himself is God. So he is the radiance of the glory of God. Ayan, Jesus himself is the light. Ayan, the exact imprint of his nature. Ayan, si Jesus ay original. Ayan, di po siya Xerox copy. Ayan, he is the exact imprint of his nature. And next po dito is, he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Yan. So he maintain everything. Amen po ba doon? He maintain every kung paanong siya yung may hawak ng lahat. 'Di ba? So kung paanong hindi ano eh nagbabanggaan yung mga planeta. Ayan, si Lord yung nagme-maintain ng lahat ng yun. And syempre ano, as I reflect din po dito no. Kung tayo nga lang po ay hirap nang gawin yung mga gawaing bahay, yan yung mga paperworks, yan sa ministry, hindi tayo magkakanda o gaga sa pag-aaral, di ba? Sa paggawa ng mga activities. How much more Jesus, di ba? Who upholds the universe by the word of his power? Di ba? Grabe i-manage ni Lord yung mga planeta, yan, mga bituin, di ba? So, amazing, di ba? Walang, ano eh, he is the God. So, walang mahirap ano kay Lord eh. Di ba? So, nabanggit din ni Pastor Al sa illustration niya last Sunday, ano eh. Gano'n daw ba kalayo yung Earth sa Sun? Diba? So, sinabi ni Pastor, 92 million miles eh. Diba? Kung yung from may kawayan ng Tubagyo, malayo na eh. Diba? Imagine mo pa, 92 million miles. Diba? And yung ano din, yung Milky Way, from coast to coast, diba? From end to end, diba? 320 million miles. Then kung mapapakinggan po natin to ano eh, kung gaano kalayo 'yon, kung i-imagine lang po natin. Ano eh, hindi na natin ma-imagine kung gaano kalayo eh. 'Di ba? Kung si Jesus, 'di ba, kapag nagsasalita siya, lumalabas yung mga bituin. 'Di ba? So asan tayo doon? 'Di ba? Kung titignan po natin yung mga sarili po natin, no. Ano lang tayo eh, gatuldok lang tayo eh. Mas maliit pa nga ata sa tuldok. So laging paalala din ni Pastor Al, di ba? Don't tell God how big your problem is. Ayan. Tell your problem how big God is. Because God is all-powerful, God is all-wise God, and He is a loving God. Amen po ba doon? Amen. Di ba? And personal reflection ko po dito, no? Noong last Sunday is, di ko po ano eh, ma-contain yung ano eh, yung greatness ng Lord. Di ba? Hindi ma-put into words, hindi ma-put into illustration. Di ba? Kasi ginawa niya yung ano eh, lahat ng bagay dito sa mundo eh. Di ba? Sabi nga kanina, he upholds the universe. Pero isa pong bagay yung nagpa-amaze po sa akin eh. Di ba? And this God is my friend. And this is the God I serve. And na-amaze lang po ako na it excites me to talk with him every day. Diba? So, amazing, amazing God. Ayan. So, after po done, ay making purification of sins. So, dito po nakita natin that he stooped down on our level to save us. Imagine the king of the universe nagpakababa para po sa atin. Diba? He stooped down on our level just to save us. Yeah, si Lord hindi lang po binayaran yung mga kasalanan natin, but he became sin so that malinis tayo sa ating mga kasalanan. Diba, maihahon tayo sa kadiliman, and mabigyan tayo ng buhay. At si Jesus, dinala tayo sa place na ano eh, na hindi po natin deserve. Ayan. Saan po yung place na yon? He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. As Jesus sat down at the right hand of God, he also brought us along. Yan, sinama tayo ng Lord. Diba? The people he redeemed. Kasi si Lord yung redeemer natin eh. King redeemer natin eh. So, amazing how we people undeserving. Diba? Naging deserving dahil kay Jesus. Hindi po natin ano yun eh. Deserve po yun eh. It's only because of Jesus. Amen po ba doon? Amen. All right. So, na-imagine po ba natin ano, gaano ka-powerful si Jesus? Do last Sunday, ano eh, nagkaroon tayo ng ano eh, napahintulutan tayong mag-imagine eh. Di ba? So, na last Sunday, na-imagine natin kung paano nagkatawang tao si Yolanda. Ayan. So, gaano kaya ka, ano yun, kakalakas yun, di ba? Na-imagine ko, nung nagka-Yolanda, nasa bahay lang ako eh. Di ba? Parang, ano eh, natutulog. Kasi ano eh, lakas ng bagyo sa labas eh. Diba? How much more yung mismong nasa ay nung bagyo na yun eh. Sa atin parang buntot lang ata yung tumama pero wala nang pasok. Diba? So, yung pagputok ng mga pinatubo, yan, mga disasters. Paano po kaya pag nagkatawang tao yun? Diba? So, minsan po kasi, yung, ano po eh, yung power ni Jesus, gano'ng ka-powerful si Jesus. Minsan po, we fail to understand the power of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Minsan po na nababaliwala natin kung gaano ka-powerful na si Jesus ay nagkatawang tao. But Jesus is the embodiment. Ayan, dalawang bagay lang po patungkol sa kay Jesus. Ayan, siya ba ay hari? Ayan, sabi ni Pastor, siya ba ang hari or hangal? Ayan, siya ba ay banal or baliw? Diba? Alin po ba yung paniniwala natin doon? Who do you think Jesus is? Ayan, hindi tayo pwedeng mamangka sa dalawang ilog. Hindi tayo pwede sa gitna. Ayan, dalawa lang. Isa ba siyang hari o hangal? Isa ba siyang banal o baliw? Kasi ayaw po ng Lord ng ano eh, malabnaw na commitment eh. Yung di siguradong commitment. Diba? Ayaw ng Lord na ano eh, may karibal siya. Diba? So, di nausapan dito yung ano eh, yung mga idols na ano eh, na puon. Ayan. Pero yung idols na nasa puso natin. Yan. Sino po ba yung mga idols natin sa ating puso? It could be money, it could be fame, it could be comfort, and yung mga ambitions natin, yung mga pleasures natin. And what is the idol? Ano po yung mga idol natin sa puso natin? And my question is this, how do we show the splendor of Jesus in our life? As I reflect din po dito, no, ito po yung ano eh, yung panalangin ko din. And I hope ito din po yung maging panalangin nyo. Na may the people see Jesus in me and through me. And surrendering all the idols na nasa puso natin. At i-enthrone si Jesus sa puso natin. Solus Christus. Centering on Jesus. Looking on Jesus alone. Amen. So, this to show His splendor. His majesty. His beauty. Ayan. Kaya ano eh, hindi nakakasawang ano eh, mag-gaze sa beauty ng Lord. So, it gives meaning to our daily life. Amen. Amen.
All right. Amen. So, show His splendor. Seven qualities or seven statements about the Son, no, na nakita natin dito sa verse to verses 2 and 3, and it just shows how great our Savior is. So, una nalaman natin that we have to search the Scripture and then seek the Savior, show His splendor. And from our question kanina, basahin ko lang isang comment ng ating kasama, yung how do you feel knowing that the Bible is enough or sufficient? Sabi ni Kuya Ebong, I feel secured kasi alam mong mangungusap ang Lord sa'yo. every time na magbabasa ka ng Bible. So yeah, secured kasi alam mong He will speak no matter what. And yon. So to continue, the last one is we have to share His salvation. But this fourth one ay hindi natin magagawa without number three, to show His splendor. Very important itong to show His splendor. Meaning to say is to show the splendor of Jesus, the Son, in our lives. Yun nga, how do we, yung question ni Kuya Patrick na how do we apply, parang how do we show yung kapangyarihan ng Panginoon sa ating mga buhay? How do we live our lives, no, as a testimony, as a living testimony? Only then, when people see in us, when people see Jesus in us, then we can share. We can share His salvation. We can use that, no? But then again, it's the power of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit in us, who will work on the lives of those people na ating share-sharean. Kaya nga, wala tayong, ayun, sabi nga, di ba, wala tayong takot ma-reject. Wala tayong takot na pagtawanan. Wala tayong takot na pahiyain sa pagdadala natin ng salita ng Diyos. Because we are not being rejected per se, but the people are rejecting the Word of God itself. But again, the Word of God has its power to move the hearts of the people. So yeah, God speaks, sabi doon, in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. Ito yung yung assurance na nangungusap pa rin ang Diyos. Yes, in the past, yun nga, nangusap ang Diyos through the prophets, through the miraculous things like the burning bush, yung nag-guide kila Moses na pillar of clouds and pillar of fire. Nagsalita yung donkey. Imagine mo yun, no? Nakasalubok ka ng donkey, tapos nagsalita. Tatakbo ko nun, eh. Possess to, pre. Ayoko na. Pero hindi, yun yung ginamit ng Lord, eh. Nagsalita yung donkey, eh. But right now, nangungusap, nagsasalita ang Panginoon sa atin through His Son, through Jesus. No, nangungusap ang Diyos, mga kapatid. So, kung nangungusap ang Diyos, nagsasalita ang Diyos, at tayo bilang Kanyang lingkod, we are also, no, if we have the DNA of God, if we are a true follower, Christians, believer, we will also then speak. Amen po. Magsasalita din po tayo. So, our God is our King. Hindi tayo matatakot mag-share dahil alam natin na yung sinishare natin ay totoo, may patotoo at buhay. So, even when people reject us, the Word of God will never be rejected. Kaya, right now, this is our great call. In these last days, we are called to share the Word of God. So, yung last days ay nagsimula when Jesus, the Messiah, as a baby came, nag-overlap siya sa prophecy na the second coming. So in that in between from the birth of Jesus to the second coming, that is the last days. So that's why we experience suffering, that's why we experience hardship. But then yon, we are to share His salvation. So the Bible is not just a book. The Bible is the Word of God. The Bible, ito yung napakasarap na alalahanin. The Bible is the love letter.
Wow.
The Bible is God's love letter to us. Napaka sweet noon na yung author mismo ng liham ng sulat ay siyang sumulat mismo para sa atin. It's His love letter for us. So last Sunday we also watched the story of Wayne Cordero. I don't know if you remember that. But sobrang sobrang parang nakaka amazed and at the same time parang nakakalungkot somehow, at least on my part, nalulungkot ako na why don't we have that same passion. So just to have a recap, mga kapatid, no, so nag-share po yung speaker Wayne Cordero by name. Kuya Jeff will be back, don't worry. But nag-share po siya ng testimony na 18 out of 22 doon siya sa mission somewhere in China, I believe, if I remember correctly. But nung kausap niya, 18 out of 22, nagtanong siya, ilan na sa inyo nakulong? Kasi nga, great persecution nararanasan sa China. So, ilan na sa inyo nakulong? nagtaas ng kamay 18. 18 out of 22 ay na-imprison because of their faith. Ang galing, nag-automatic. Because of their faith. Tapos ngayon, may nakausap siyang babae. Nagbasa sila ng isang passage from First Peter. At nagulat siya, yung babae, shinare yung Bible niya. Nagulat siyang bakit. Pero, nung binasa na nila yung passage, yung scripture, memorize yung babae. At kinausap niya, nilapitan niya, where did you memorize this many chapters? Or when did you memorize this many chapters? Ang sagot sa kanyang babae, in prison. Imagine that, in prison, naka-memorize ng passage. Tapos sabi doon, because in prison, you have much time. Marami kang oras sa prison. Pero tanong niya ngayon, hindi ba nila kinukumpiska yung Bible? Eh yes, kinukumpiska nila. Kaya ginagawa namin, papasulat sa papel yung passage, bibigay sa amin. Hindi ba nila kinukumpiska yung papel pag nakita nila? Yes, kinukumpiska nila. That's why you have to memorize as fast as you can. Sabi ganun. So imagine the passion. In spite of the hardship and persecution, talagang andun yung heart for the word. Sabi doon, sobrang ano neto, sabi doon, because even though they can take the paper away, they can take what's hidden in your heart. So yes, pwede na lang kunin yung papel, yung Biblia, pero hindi nila makukuha kailanman kung ano yung nasa puso. So, sabi doon, if people had, sabi niya doon, yung testimony niya, kung kayo, nagda-drive kayo, papunta rito, 13 hours, pero sa bansa ko, sa lugar ko, if people had to drive more than 1 hour, hindi sila tutuloy. Kung uupo sila ng mahigit 40 minutes, hindi sila, aalis na sila. Pero yun, sobrang na-amaze na meron kayong kulang ang Biblia nyo. Yung iba, inaagaw pa, kinukumpis ka pa, pero minemorize nyo sila sa pieces of paper. And I pray that we become just like you. And right now, tonight, Crossroad family, we pray also that we become a church like that. Now we are so in love with the God of the Bible and we are very talagang hooked in the Bible itself. So how eager are we in sharing the word of God to others? So yun nga, just like what I've said, nakakamangha siya tingnan, pero at the same time nakakalungkot kasi nga ayun eh, we are so easily distracted by the schedule sa mga students na parang minsan andali pumili sa schedule pagka convenient lang attend sa life group, convenient attend sa worship, pero pagka maraming natambakan ng activity, nagkaroon ng group work, nagkaroon ng assignments and all of that. Oh yes, we recognize that's important. Pero what's more valuable? Sa mga working people, parang minsan hindi makapag-know pag Sunday kasi it's time to ano, kumita pa din ng pera, businesses and all of that. But yeah, we will all go back to ano, to what's our value. And we pray, we all hope and pray na ang value natin, ang utmost value is the Word of God because Jesus is the final word. So yeah, we have to search the scripture, seek the Savior, show His splendor, and share His salvation. So we're not perfect. We are all work in progress. So as a family, as a church, we will work on this. So right now, to answer the reflection question from last Sunday's worship, sagutin lamang po din natin ito. Also in the comment section, babasahin po ulit namin yung mga sagot ninyo from these following questions. Number one, in the last 6 days, what did you do first thing in the morning? So, yan. In the past 6 days, so in the last 6 days, ano yung una mong ginawa sa umaga? I will share, siguro ako to answer this question in the past 6 days. First thing I did was to ano, of course I wake up, I rise up, and then I pray. Manalangin sa Panginoon. But to be honest, there are times na ano, parang late na nagising, late na nabangon, kaya nagmamadali. So after praying, mabilis ang prayer, biyahe agad, bihis, biyahe. Then sa workplace ako nakakapag-devotion. Siguro 4 out of 6 days ay ganun. Medyo nagmamadali. But salamat pa rin sa grace ng Panginoon for all the revelations received. So yeah, most of the time, prayer. But ayun nga, nagmamadali yung ilang portion doon. Kuya Jeff, dorm life in the past 6 days.
In the past 6 days here in dorm, parang kasi meron dito, we have a routine of ano, waking up early in the morning, then we ano, we have our devotion time. Yeah, nakakapag-devo, pero siguro in addition na lang din is to ano, siguro ponder more, reflect more to the word of God I have reading, kasi parang yun nga, since nagiging routine lang siya, parang ano lang siya, free-flowing, parang wala nang time to think more, to ponder more sa salita ng Panginoon. Ayun. And siguro sa number two, if you knew that the most powerful almighty creator and the greatest king redeemer has a love letter to you, how would that change your attitude towards the Bible? So, mga ka-word and prayer, feel free din po to share your reflection with this. Siguro, ano, since I have that time, siguro, technically, parang kung ano siya eh, technically, parang naka-systematize na time eh. Siguro yung ano lang, yung addition of reverence when, ano, facing the Word of God. Our God, our Lord, every morning. Kasi parang alam mo na kaharap mo ang Almighty Creator, the greatest King Redeemer. Tapos pupungas-pungas ka pa, ang dami pang muta sa mata, hindi ka pa nakakapag-move. Siguro yung effort lang to present yourself before God na, alam mo yon, na parang, Lord, good morning po. Nakapag ano na po ako, nakapag ayos na po ako ng sarili ko, and I'm ready po to hear from you, speak to me. Yun. And how about you, Pat, sa number two?
Sa akin po, ano? Ano po yung attitude ko? Siguro sa akin po, ano? Nung nalaman ko po yung mga truths na to, ano po eh, kaya it excites me more to meet Jesus. Ayan, kasi hindi po ba amazing yung ano eh, yung lumalabas sa bibig ng Panginoon ay mga bituin, 'di ba? How much more yung binabasa ko yung Bible, 'di ba? Yung mga salita niya na nare-receive ko, 'di ba? Na-imagine ko how much the impact nun yan sa buhay ko. And ganun din sa inyo po, no. As you receive the word and apply it, 'di ba? How much the impact nun sa buhay niyo? At sa buhay ng mga tao sa paligid. And na-imagine ko din, ano eh, I can meet the Lord Jesus every day. Diba? So, the King of the Universe. Diba? May inihanda siyang letter. Hindi siya na, ano eh, bagay, hindi nagiging outdated yung mga salita ng Lord eh, na binibigay niya sa akin, sa inyo. Diba? So, amazing na may nakakakilig. Diba? Yung may love letter ka every day. And amazing po yun. And for me po, di ba, ano po yung plan na gagawin ko in the next 6 days in cultivating my relationship with Him? Personally po, sa akin, ano eh, nakakatulong po yung ano, kung alam nyo po yung book na Daily Office, ayan, by Peter Casero po ba yun? Ayun, sobrang helpful po siya sa akin. Kasi ano eh, maikli lang po siya. Ayan, maikli lang po yung mga ipapander mo. Pero napakalaman po niya. And personal. Diba? So, sa akin po, nakakatulong siya. Kasi, ano eh, parang may meeting kami ni Lord every 12 p.m. Ay, 12 noon. Diba? And after, bago matulog, diba, nami-meet ko pa si Lord kahit in a short period of time. And yung mga prayer po doon, ano, nililid po sa prayer in a, ano eh, napaka-personal po sa akin. And I even wrote yung prayer sa journal ko. Kasi ang personal po niya. So, ano lang, sa akin po, ano, to realign my commitment to God. Lalo na in devotionals. although hindi naman po na nabubungi-bungi, yung ano pa, yung katulad ni Kuya Jeff, to further reflect pa, to further pray pa, to spend more time kay Lord. Ayan, last night nga po, ano eh, na-play ko na agad eh, nung Tuesday, kagabi. Ayan, I just talked to the Lord, ano nangyari sa buong araw, ano nangyari last week, ano nangyari dun sa theater performance namin. Kasi ang, parang for me, ang sarap makipag-usap kay Lord. Ang sarap makipagkwentuhan sa Lord, makipag-tarry kay Lord. So, amazing, amazing po yung ano. So, sa akin po, ma-realign ko yung commitment ko kay God. Ayan. So, pinakamahirap po sa akin, ano eh, gumising ng ano eh, ng maaga. Ayan. So, aminin man po natin, hindi. Ang hirap po talaga gumising ng umaga. Ayan. So, ayun po. Sa akin po. Ayun po. Thank you, Kuya William. Sa'yo po, Kuya William.
Thank you, Kuya Pat. Before I share my answer, read lang natin kay Ate Joanne Papas. Kahit hindi ako nakapagpasalamat kay Lord early morning, kadalasan nagpe-pray naman ako. Kami ng anak ko before kumain at bago matulog. Ayan, praise God. So Thanksgiving. Sa akin, what do I plan to do? Is yun, continue the fundamentals or yung spiritual disciplines that na ating binavalue. Of course, yung prayer and daily devotions. But specifically this week, isa ding part sa plan is to ano eh, to magkaroon ng follow-up. Parang yung tinatawag natin IBM, but of course, especially sa ano, especially sa mga tropa natin kasama mga under sa zone sa group ko, but also ano yung talking to people na Kristiyano na mga kaibigan ko, not specifically dito sa church sa Crossroads, but even they themselves, parang how do they take care sa kanilang daily walk or daily journey. So yun, parang just to strengthen, to have a perspective from other brothers na kasabay maglakad sa Panginoon. So yeah, that's about it. Keep on sharing, mga ka-word and prayer, ang inyo pong reflection. And we will be reading it later on. So, Kuya Patrick?
Yep, continue to ano, share your reflection. But mga ka-word and prayer, in conclusion, to conclude lang po, the Bible is not just a book eh. Hindi lang basta siya libro. But it is the living word of God. Ito ay buhay na salita ng Panginoon. Sabi nga kanina, it is His love letter for you and for me. Ayan, so amen doon. Ang Biblia ay hindi lamang mga salita na kailangan nating sundin o maintindihan. But it is a book of meetings where the God of the world is to be encountered. Ayan, so araw-araw may meeting ka with God, 'di ba? How he revealed things, how he share yung journey na nilalakaran mo kasama siya. Ayan, yung mga pinagdadaanan mo, paano ka sinasamahan ng Lord, 'di ba? Kasi ang salita po ng Panginoon ay may kakayahang magbago ng buhay. Amen po ba doon? And heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will remain. Ang salita ng Panginoon ay ang ating kayamanan na kailanman ay hindi makukuha o mawawala sa atin. Mawala man ang lahat, pero ang salita ng Panginoon ay mananatili. Last Sunday, yan nakwento na din po ni Kuya William, narinig po natin yung testimony ng mga Chinese na Kristiyano on how they are eager to the word of God. Diba? They memorize it. Tayo po ba kaya nating mag-memorize ng chapters na ano, mabilis pa? Diba? Kasi ang hirap nun. Diba? But they are eager to the word of God. They memorize it. They are eager to hear it. They are hungry to the word of God. Kahit na buhay yung kapalit, diba? Kahit nasa kulungan sila, diba? Ganun nila pinahalagahan yung salita ng Diyos. Ganun nila binavalue yung word of God. And as we reflect pa po dito, no, how hungry we are to the word of God. How eager we are to share His word. or we are hungry to something else more than God, or may iba pa tayong pinagtutuunan ng Francis. Kaya tonight, mga ka-word and prayer, let us realign our commitment. Commitment na hindi malabnaw. Let us redirect our life to Jesus. And tonight, let God search our hearts, our values, our priority, and surrender our idols to God. And sabihin natin kay Lord, Lord, be enthroned in our life. Be the center of our life. Because Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of our time, our treasure. He's worthy of our talents. He's worthy of everything. He's worthy of our life. And with that, samahan niyo po akong manalangin as we come into the throne of grace ng Panginoon. So tayo po yung muko. Tayo po yung manalangin. Lord, you are the supreme Panginoon. You are enthroned on the highest heaven. Lord, we lift your name on high, Panginoon. We believe that you are the Word, Jesus. You are the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us, Panginoon. We believe in your Word, Panginoon. And as we come before you, Lord, humingi po kami ng tawad, Panginoon, sa mga idols namin, Panginoon. Lord, we open our hearts to you, Lord God. And Lord, reveal our idols, Panginoon. And give us the courage and the vulnerability to surrender it to you, Panginoon. Lord, we surrender this to you, Panginoon. Ano man nakikita mo, Lord, na idol sa aming puso, Lord, we surrender it, Lord, before you, Panginoon. And Father, we will speak in our mouth that you are God in our life, Panginoon. You alone we will follow, Lord God. And in your word, we will believe, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord, for your assurance. Thank you for the security na binigay mo sa amin, Panginoon. And we will continue to trust you as we understand how great you are, Panginoon. As we understand the glimpse of your majesty, Panginoon. We will trust you. We will believe in you, Panginoon. Maraming maraming salamat po. And we thank you for tonight, for all the reflection as we continue to ponder, Lord, in your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your goodness. And we praise you, Lord. Salamat sa buhay mong mga salita. Maraming maraming salamat po. Ito po ang aming panalangin sa matamis na pangalan ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen and amen. So, praise God for this tonight na talagang nakilala natin si Jesus as the Word, the final Word. And sa mga kapatid po natin na kasama sa online na narinig mo na si Jesus is supreme, Jesus is the King of the universe, Jesus is the Creator of all things, and He, pumunta siya dito sa lupa para lang maabot ka. And nagkaroon sa puso mo na, I want to know this God. I want to know Jesus. I want to know this Jesus. And kung sinasabi mo yun, pwede kitang ilid sa panalangin na as you eager to know Him, you also accept Him as your personal Savior. If ikaw to, kapatid, nadaan ka lang sa live stream na to, in-invite ka ng klase mo, ng ka-workmate mo, this is the time. This is not an accident na nandito ka. It is the Lord's way para makilala mo siya. So, sundan mo lang ako sa panalangin na to. Panginoong Jesus, salamat dahil minahal mo ako. Iniwan mo ang kaharian ng langit para maisalba ako, Panginoon. Humingi ako ng tawad sa mga kasalanan ko. At Lord, ikaw na ang maging Panginoon at tagapagligtas ng aking buhay. Lord, I will believe that you are God. You, Jesus, is Lord. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, ikaw ang aking pagsisilbihan habang ako'y nabubuhay. Salamat sa kapatawaran at salamat sa buhay na walang hanggan. Ito ang aking dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen. Kung sumunod ka, kapatid, sa panalangin na yon, kindly comment heart emoji. And we are glad na nakasama ka namin ngayong gabi. And welcome sa Crossword family. Ayan, praise God sa iyong buhay. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Yeah, so thank you, Kuya Patrick, for leading us in prayer to sa ating mga napag-usapan ngayong gabi. And we will have an action, no? Meron tayong gagawin in the next 6 days. And it will be specific. So, speaking of the next 6 days, meron ba tayong mga nilulook forward? So, for some announcements, not only for the next 6 days, for this month of February, may mga announcements tayo. But before that, right now, mga kapatid, yung may key in, simulan nyo na pong i-key in if you have any specific prayer requests, needs na po or concerns na gusto nyo pong ipanalangin po natin ng sama-sama, ay i-comment nyo lang po at ipapanalangin po natin ito mamayang saglit. So for our announcements, Kuya Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Kuya William. So, yeah, as we approach yung bagong buwan, no, atin ding sabihin yung mga sarili natin with the mga inihanda ng Panginoon. Una, sa ating mga married couples on February 12, 2023, 6 p.m. sa Crossword Church, ay meron po kayong conversations with Pastor Al and Pastor Rositas. So, yeah, no, hindi lang siguro to pwede sa mga married couple, pwede rin sa mga young people that they wanted na, na ma-invite ang kanilang nanay at tatay. So, pwede nilang ilibre ng registration fee na 700 pesos. Ayan. So, of course, bago matapos naman ng Pebrero, no, meron namang inihanda ang Panginoon sa mga young adult at sa ALAB youth. No, we will be having our gathering on February 26, 2023. Si Kuya William, napapasayaw na. Kasi ang tema nitong gathering na ito ay retro. Ayan, isa lang sayaw, Kuya William.
Ayan na, Kuya Patrick, kayang-kaya.
Ayan, yan.
Napapapaya na ako dito eh.
Ayan. Nakot ako nung caption dun sa promotion nung retro. Sabi dun, not only to revive the groovy fashion, but also to refresh our solid foundation in courtship and dating. Yan. Kaya mga ALAB youth at young adult, see you there February 26, Sunday, sa Crossroads Church. Yan. For the registration fee of 200 pesos para sa mga mag-aaral at
yun,
300
na
pesos naman sa ating mga... Sabi mo kayo,
William, no?
So, 300 pesos para sa ating mga young adults. Ayan. And of course, word of prayer every Wednesday, our Wednesday habit, no, sa new time slot na 8 p.m. with the theme Reflection. Patuloy tayong sama-sama magbulay-bulay sa salita ng Panginoon, sa revelation ng Panginoon sa ating tuwing Sunday worship services. And of course, ang ating pagsamba tuwing araw ng Linggo ay sa oras ng 9 a.m. at 1 p.m. So, hope to see you all, mga ka-word and prayer, and to show the splendor of God to other people and to share His salvation to other people and tag them along sa sama-samang pagsamba sa kanya. So, meron na bang nag-key in ng prayer request, Kuya William?
Meron na po.
All right.
Keep them coming and we will pray for it. But right now, let's all bow down once again. Close our eyes and manalangin po tayo. Salamat tayo sa Panginoon. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your message for us tonight, O God. And even last Sunday, Lord God, that meron kami lalakaran, Lord, na katotohanan na ikaw ang salita and you are the final word, Panginoon, and you are enough. You are sufficient for us, O God. Father, allow us, help us, lead us, Holy Spirit, to search the scriptures. And as we search, Panginoon, ang scripture, dalangin din po namin na amin talagang masumpungan ang tagapagligtas, Panginoon, in the scriptures itself, Father. And we pray as well, Panginoon, that as we go along, ay, Lord, we become more like you in our language, in our voice, in our speaking, Panginoon, sa aming pananalita, in our speech, maging kawangis kami ni Jesus sa aming pagmamahal, sa aming kapwa. We become more like Jesus, O God, the way we love, the way we empathize with others, O God, the way, Panginoon, we look unto others, Panginoon, dalangin namin, tingnan namin ang mga tao sa lente ng Panginoong Jesus, O God. And Lord, as we become more like Jesus in heart, in mind, Panginoon, in life, in speech, we pray na gamitin mo kami, Panginoon, only by your Holy Spirit, lead us to share, Panginoon, your salvation to people, O God. Maraming salamat po sa iyong makapangyarihan at buhay po na salita, O Diyos. Right now, Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters na kasama po namin tonight. For Justin Tabadora, we pray, Panginoon, for Tatay Tinoy, Panginoon, yung kanya pong anak, na makita na at kagalingan, Panginoon, sa kanya pong sakit. We know, Lord, that you are our healer. You're our great physician, Panginoon. And Father, we pray po na makita na rin po ang anak po ni Tatay Tinoy, O God. We pray, Lord, for thanksgiving. Salamat, O Diyos, na nakalabas na po ang tito nila Ate Kelly, O God, sa hospital. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, for your protection and provision, O God. We pray na patuloy mong, Lord, patuloy kang kumilos, ang iyong kamay ay humaplos sa kanila pong tiyuhin. We pray for continuous healing, O God, at manumbalik yung sigla, yung kalakasan ng pangangatawan, Panginoon. Father, right now, we pray for your, Lord, kayo po ang kumilos sa surgery ni Bishop Pio Tika. We pray, Lord, for Bishop Pio. He is a servant, a faithful servant, Lord God. Lingkod mo, Panginoon. Dalangin po namin ngayon ang inyo pong kamay na ang gumalaw, O Diyos, sa lahat po ng doktor na lalapit sa kanya, pupunta sa kanya for the surgery, O God. We pray in Jesus' name that it will be a successful surgery, Panginoon, in His throat, O God. Also pray, Lord, for provision as well sa lahat po ng mga pangangailangan, gamot at gagastusin po sa hospital. We pray and we know that you're our great provider, Panginoon. Father, we pray right now for Tito Tess Certeza, ang favor, Panginoon, sa kanya pong biopsy. We pray, God, ng inyo pong pabor, Panginoon, na ito po ay favorable to her and the family, O God. But Lord, we praise you, Panginoon, sa recovery po, Panginoon, ni Tita Tess, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for strength, protection, and provision, Lord God, sa operation po na naganap, O God. You are behind the scenes in all of these things, and we know, Panginoon, ganyan din po, ay kayo rin po naman ay leading on that, Panginoon. Father, we pray for the family of Ate Relly Guevara Anis. God, for this time, for the loss of their father, we pray for your comfort to the family, to the whole family, O God, na, Lord, this time you comfort them, you embrace each member, O God, you show that you are also grieving with them, that you are also weeping with them in this time of loss. You are empathizing with them, Panginoon. Dalangin po namin na makita po ng buong pamilya na ikaw ay kasama nila sa pagkakataon na to, Panginoon, in their loss, Father. We pray also, Lord, for Ate Joanne Papas sa good health, Panginoon. We pray for healing mula po sa ubot sipon ng kanya pong buong pamilya. Gayun din po, for your guidance, Lord, sa work, O God, every day, Panginoon. Paghahanap po ng work, Panginoon, we pray for your guidance and leading, O God, sa inyo pong plano kung saan man pong kumpanya mo talaga gagamitin at ilalagay po si Ate Joanne, Panginoon. We also pray, Father, for Tita May. God, we thank you na we remember, Panginoon, how when we prayed for her, O God, we thank you for the answer, Panginoon, na itataas na po ni Tita May ang kanyang kamay, Lord, and that arm will be used, Lord God, will be raised on high, Lord God, upang papurihan ka pa, Panginoon, forever and ever. Muli, Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa gabing ito. We pray for all of our family, friends, brothers and sisters tonight, Crossroad family, lahat po ng aming mga panalangin ay inilalapag namin sa iyong paanan, O God, lahat po ng aming kahilingan ay inilalapit namin sa iyo, Panginoon. And Lord, with that, we say to that, Lord God, your will be done. Let your will be done, Panginoon. And Father, we pray magkaroon kami ng buo at lubos na tiwala sa iyo. Maraming salamat po sa gabing ito, O Diyos. At sa iyo pong papuri, pagsamba at luwalhati. At pasasalamat sa pangalan ng aming Panginoong Hesus na makapangyarihan sa lahat, may-ari ng lahat, liwanag. Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, mga ka-word and prayer, for joining us tonight. Even though we exceed sa allotted time, but thank you for being with us all throughout this night. And remember, mga kapatid, remember that Jesus does not only have the Word, but Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the final Word. And to that, we say, to God,
God be the glory.
Good night po. Maraming salamat.
Good night, everyone.